Alaska's First Lady Donna Walker needed just one swing to break the traditional bottle of champagne against the Teslina's hull, followed by an enthusiastic ringing of the ship's bell. The ferry's car deck was packed with people, eager to see the new vessel, built in Ketchikan's Vigor, Alaska shipyard. Most of those attending were local residents with visiting state officials sprinkled in the audience and up on stage. As appropriate for a christening, the event started and ended with prayer. Joe Williams led the opening prayer, but first he sang a Tlingit welcome song. Vigor Executive Vice President Adam Beck thanked everyone for attending and recognized Vigor's work crew.
I ask all the great employees of Vigor that are here today that I have the great honor of representing to please stand with me.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski touted the long-range vision needed by many for the Ketchikan shipyard to get to this point. She honored her father, former Governor Frank Murkowski, who was in the audience, and other state officials throughout the years, who had the vision leading to
the first state ferry to ever be built right here, and recognizing it is the first of a new fleet of ferries that will provide the safe, the efficient, the affordable marine transportation throughout coastal Alaska for the next several decades, 30, 40 years.
State Senator Bert Stedman says it took determination on the part of many people, including Governor Bill Walker, to maintain funding to build the Teslina and her sister ship, the Hubbard, which is still under construction by Vigor. Stedman says there was a push to defund the project when state revenue tanked.
We were bleeding $2.5 billion in the red, and here's $120 million sitting there in cash. In some smaller community, bottom of southeast Alaska, and all these guys in the rail belt are just frothing to get the governor to grab the cash.
Walker also spoke and says it's an honor to be the governor that day, in particular when the first Made in Alaska State Ferry is christened.
This is one of the best success stories of Alaska, is what would we show that we can build the highest quality vessel right here in Alaska by Alaska.
A closing prayer by the Reverend Patrick Travers of Ketchikan's Holy Name Parish brought the ceremony nearly to an end. Then it was Alaska First Lady Walker's big moment. Just for fun, let's hear that again. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.